the next class of herbicide, the triazines. Now, the ones I'm going through then, these are common things that are out there. Like with the insecticides this morning, like I said, malathion, you know, that was used in all the bait blocks around. You'll often find any instance where they're using endosulfan, there will be problems and it'll be in the news. And so what I've tried to do is go through the ones that are likely to be in the news, so you're starting to get a bit of a feeling for what's involved. So atrazine is a very popular one in terms of contaminating waterways. It's a very effective herbicide. It's used for grassy weeds at low concentration. If you step up and use high concentrations, it just takes out plants in general. The mechanism here again is systemic. This now interferes with photosynthesis and shuts down the plant that way. Standard method of analysis is GC-MS. Because of its ability to hydrogen bond, it's water soluble to the tune of 30 ppm, a typical sort of value. You find it in waterways, aquifers, down to ppb levels pretty much everywhere you look. So in Queensland, it's a major problem. Atrazine's found all over the show. It does bind to soil humic matter because of it's an organic compound, but it doesn't bind to clays, so it's not strongly retained in the soil. So it percolates through the soil quite readily. The KOW value is not a scary number like we saw with the OCs, but there are still is a character of the compound to go into fatty tissue. As a result, there's some bioaccumulation. Fortunately, the LD50 value is a very large value, so it's a relatively low toxicity class of herbicide.